Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
And at 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, we have our pre-opening commodity market report now with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Monday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are called mostly steady, with a weak tone as traders sit back to assess consumer demand and the number of hogs being brought to market. Terminals called steady with a weak tone tops from $44.50 to $50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, July 7th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 13,945. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.25 to $72. The weighted average, $69.87, a gain of 30 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.54 to $56.67, the weighted average, $54.45. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,113. The base price range was $60.50 to $72.03. The weighted average was $69.42, a loss of 62 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.44 to $56.09, and the weighted average was $51.93.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. And Jay, the corn is entering the key pollination stage across the Corn Belt and could use a drink of rain. What kind of rain might we see this week?
Some significant rain across East Central Illinois and much of the Midwest, actually, from Missouri across Iowa and into Illinois and Indiana eventually. So a very timely system indeed coming out of the Rockies and spreading its moisture. It hit Kansas over the weekend, and parts of Kansas, some places picked up 1 to 2 inches of rain, but most commonly a quarter to a half inch of rain fell over the area over the weekend. But that's not including last night's totals in some places in eastern Kansas, where another round of rain hit that area, and into Nebraska, actually, as well, into southeast Nebraska. Some heavier showers and thunderstorms moved through, so some local amounts up over an inch were possible across that area, and that's what's going to be spreading across Missouri today and eventually into Illinois for tonight. Here's what we're looking at. Today's forecast is similar to that as advertised on Friday and Sunday, but it looks like we're going to see a little bit better chance of the rain and shower and thunderstorm activity moving through the eastern Corn Belt and right through Illinois into Indiana and eventually further east, even into Ohio, and further down to our southwest. And that's what we're expecting to move into our area over the next couple of days as this little storm system moves through. The warmest and hottest and driest conditions will occur in the western Corn Belt from the latter part of this week through the first half of next week. Highs in the upper 90s and low 100s will occur daily. The hottest temperatures will be in the South Dakota and Nebraska, where readings of over 105 will be possible. Western Iowa, parts of Minnesota and western Missouri and Kansas will record extreme highs near or just over 100 as well. So it's going to build into the heat into the central part and eastern part or western part of the Corn Belt. Well, here in the east, we'll stay a little bit cooler, and we'll have the better rounds for showers and thunderstorms, and that'll be starting in later on tonight and spreading through the rest of the week as well. Let's check on down to the south and southeastern part of the U.S. What we had going on over the weekend was fairly dry. We didn't see much in the way of moisture, anywhere from a quarter inch to an 8,300 of an inch parts across Alabama and Tuscaloosa. That was reported there. Otherwise, mainly dry conditions over the weekend. It looks like that trend will probably continue over the next couple of days. It has not changed much, just a scattering of showers and thunderstorms. But as this system starts to move in towards the end of the week, we could see a little bit more significant rain in parts of Alabama, down further south in Mississippi, and into the Delta region. And then also further east into parts of Florida, northern parts of Florida, could see a better chance of seeing some showers and thunderstorms as this system starts to move in through the end of the week. Even though the heat is not excessive, we'll promote net drying overall, and that will will raise the potential for some continued dryland crop stress in some of the Delta area in the Alabama, northern Florida, and southwestern Georgia locations. So they'll have to keep that in consideration as well. But much of the Midwest, once again, getting a timely drink of water from some of the thunderstorms. Amounts likely over the next couple of days, anywhere from a half inch in most places. Most places should receive at least a half inch to three quarters of an inch. And then some places could receive upward, especially in northern Illinois and Indiana, 2 to 3 inches of rain from these heavier thunderstorms moving through. We'll have to keep an eye on it over the next several days, make sure it doesn't cause any flooding problems out there as well. But that's a look at the agricultural forecast. Let's go talk to Dave Dickey.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City, September wheat, open at 509, up 2 1/4, last trade down 1. December 522, up 3 1/4, last trade down 3/4. At the board of trade, July wheat opened at 384 1/2, up 3, last trade unchanged. September, $4 1/4, up 2, last trade up 1 3/4. December, 417, up 1/2, last trade up 2 1/4. July corn opened at 246 1/2, up 5 1/2, last trade up 2. September, 253 1/4, up 2 1/4, last trade up 2. December, 269 1/4, up 3 1/2, last trade up 2 1/4. Take it out to the red line, July, 295, up 1 1/2, last trade up 1 1/4. September oats open at 196 1/2, up 1 1/2, last trade up 2. July beans open at 610, up 8, last trade up 3. August 612, up 5 3/4, last trade up 2 3/4. Noves, 635 1/2, up 7 3/4, last trade up 3. The May contract, 650, up 1 3/4, last trade up 6 3/4. August soybean meal opened at 176, up 190, last trade up 90. August soybean oil opened at 2742, up 27, last trade down 5. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, is it going to be a weather market again today?
Oh, we've got a weather market going for the next probably 2 to 4 weeks, something like that, as pollination is really getting off and underway. And you've got enough confusion out here on the weather as far as whether we're going to see some rain over the next 2 to 3 days or not, and especially where we're going to see that rain. I think that the European model and the GFS model are in such disagreement over where that rain path leads us that you're going to continue to see confusion out here. Most everybody is in agreement that once we get through the next 2 to 3 days here, we're going to turn off relatively hot and relatively dry over most of the Midwest. And I think that's just going to lead to another confusing day of trade again today. I'm going to call corn up 1 to 2 to start off with, beans up 2 to 4. But I think traders will have their eyes glued to the radar. There's a little bit of rain out there in the west right now. I think they're going to have their ears open to what the noon models are showing to see whether they're coming into agreement on what the path of that rain event is going to be and how much coverage we're going to get with what kind of amounts.
Even with the 6 to 10, though, more threatening than this little rain event that we're seeing, might we see higher highs for the week irregardless?
I tend to believe that if you can get a nice solid rain event that goes through here early this week, it'll have a way of dissipating that buying to some extent. On the other hand, even if we get a good rain, I think that you're going to dissuade buyers from or sellers from getting too carried away on the sell side out here with the heat that's coming in, because we heard one piece talk about the possibility of Bismarck making it up to 110 degrees. So if we start seeing that kind of heat, you can begin to thwart the early pollination out here.
What will we see this afternoon regarding the condition of the crop on crop condition reports?
I would assume that we've deteriorated 1 to 2 points across the nation as a whole. I wouldn't think we would be in that 3 to 4 area, but you might find some people that push it south just because we're dry. In my travels over the weekend, I thought corn still looked like it was holding up pretty well. Beans have come on in very good shape, I thought. And I think that you're probably going to look at conditions just slipping slightly.
Minneapolis wheat ready to take another pop to the upside?
Boy, I would think so with the heat they're talking about out there, Dave. So I would think wheat would be well supported this morning. I look for it to be 2 to 4 better early on.
And that also supports the board to trade wheat?
Correct.
What about over on the Merck?
Well, the hog market and cattle market both look very cautious to me at this point. They look like they're ready to turn back south and at least put in a nice correction back to the downside. I didn't like Friday's closes at all. If we see follow-through selling come through again today, I'm going to say that our highs are in for the near term, and we're going to see what we can find underneath the market. The cash market continues to give a weak tone, and that's probably going to help keep this thing a little bit under pressure near term.
30 seconds to go, Brian. Do traders do some catch-up sales here on the corn and beans if they've done nothing?
I tell you what, on old crop corn, I would probably get my old crop stuff moved and just say the heck with it if I've got old crop corn or beans out here. On the new crop, you probably get pushed up to at least 50% sold at these kind of price levels because these are still, you're up close to 270 on these corn. Year in, year out, that's a pretty good price to be selling stuff.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company, he is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.